There are certain aspects of the fall season that are seen each year. In addition to cooling temperatures and falling leaves, there's a given when it comes to taxes in the Lexington community. Fall property tax bills will be going out in a few weeks. The first step in that process occurred this week at City Hall. The Lexington City Council chamber was buzzing again this week following about a month-long recess. The first council meeting back after summer break traditionally includes a talk on taxes.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. You get to talk about property taxes.
Lexington City Budget Director Melissa Luker gave the 15 council members options for property tax rates, and then votes were taken on five different levies. Funds generated through property taxes comprise a relatively small portion of funding for urban county government. That number is about $30 million, or 15% of total tax revenues. The largest driver is the payroll tax at $260 million. Over the years, officials have thought about shifting the tax makeup to include more property tax support and a smaller payroll tax. Longtime Councilmember Chuck Ellinger says payroll reliance has worked well most years.
Well, we've always looked at trying to not be so dependent on our payroll tax and our net profit. We're fortunate that we have our education and our health care in our community, so I won't say we're recession-proof, but we certainly have that, which helps.
Ellinger is referring to big employers like the University of Kentucky, Transylvania, Fayette Schools, along with three sizable health care entities in the area. Lexington Mayor Lynn DeGordon says the Rethink Lexington initiative a few years back, which focused on how to make government more efficient, included taxation suggestions.
There's a lot of burden on working people right now, but then, you know, when you talk property tax, you're talking about a lot of people who are seniors, who are retired, who are on fixed income. So it's a real delicate balance.
Gordon says COVID-19 came along and rethink suggestions were put on hold. The Kentucky League of Cities has for decades asked the state legislature to give local governments more flexibility on taxation through a constitutional amendment. Most often, that has involved talk of allowing cities to impose a local sales tax. Mayor Gordon likes that option, but only for a specific amount of time.
If they had a specific project, now I'm just going to use this as an example, a new city hall. Lexington's a city, I think, that would vote to have a temporary sales tax put on to build a city hall, and then it would sunset.
Gordon says that could mean lowering another tax while the local sales tax is in effect. Small bowls of food were being rolled out on a cart this week to visitors at Lexington's Senior Center. 83-year-old Lexington native and retired minister John Williams has mixed feelings about what's the best mix of taxes.
It's kind of a complicated, it's not something that's just as simple as switching money from here to there. There's complications both ways.
In addition to putting a heavier tax burden on retirees, Williams says a higher property tax would hit renters through increased rent. And he says any change would need to be weighed against how it might impact the local economy. Also eating lunch at the senior center was Susan Wolf, who also has mixed feelings.
My house taxes have gone up, which also has made my homeowner's insurance go up. And at the same time, I think we all need to pay taxes.
Wolf says the taxes are necessary for good roads and public safety, and she wishes for better health care. 81-year-old Herschel Heisel says he contributed to the tax base through payroll levies for decades. He says the current property taxation is a pain, but he can handle it. Budget Director Luker said property values in Lexington had increased 8% over the last year. Fayette County Property Valuation Administrator David O'Neill says it's averaged 4.5% over the last decade. O'Neill admits continuing this trend could cause household strain.
We don't like to see people's taxes jumping up that significantly. You know, if you if your property is only reassessed once every 4 years, but values are going up 8% a year, that by the time we come back around to you, you could be getting a 40 or 50% increase in your tax bill. And, you know, nobody wants that. Nobody expects it. Nobody's prepared for it.
O'Neill says he believes the property values have risen partly because of a strong demand, but also a lack of supply in housing. So for now and the foreseeable future, Lexington citizens will be taxed under the same structure. Property tax bills should be arriving in mailboxes in the coming weeks. I'm Stu Johnson.